darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Good morning. Hi, my beautiful friend. I always say good morning because it's morning my time, but you could be listening to this anytime at all. I'm playing for you The Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Okay, I'll pause it right there. So the reason I'm playing you Sounds of Silence is it is the first week of January, and I led a book club today. It was the last chapter of a book called How Are You Really? By Jenna Kutcher. And what I loved so much is that her final chapter of this book had to do with rest and with silence and with giving ourselves a break. And it resonated so much with me, and I'm hoping might resonate with you as a topic for this week, because I don't know about you, but for me, the past month has been a whirlwind of all kinds of things. You know, my son was home, and now tomorrow I'm going to visit my mom, and there were all kinds of preparations for things and gatherings and work things. And when I read this chapter in How Are You Really, where she talked about rest and silence, I could see that I was longing for that. And in fact, when I led the book club today, when I was sort of, I always give my nuggets about each chapter, instead of giving any nuggets about that chapter, instead I set the timer and had us all just sit for 2 minutes completely silent. And it was amazing. It was amazing for me, but also everybody who was there said, it's so beautiful to see how much we can rest in such a short amount of time. And I was struck by that. And I was also struck by, you know, how we probably don't offer this to ourselves very frequently. And so I thought about you and that, you know, whether it's been a quiet period of time for you or a really busy time, I thought what a gift it might be to offer the sound of silence. I'm usually talking on and on and on in these audio notes, which is fine, I hope. But today, I'm watching the clock right now. When it turns to a new minute, I'm going to have us be quiet together. And in that time, I want you to just focus on your breathing. If you have any kind of meditation practice, you can do that. Or you can do something that my mentor Brendan teaches, which is called the release meditation. With every out breath, you just say the word release. You can either say it out loud or in your head. You could also just totally sit quietly. But I really want you to do this. Please don't fast forward. I'm just going to keep the recording going. And we're going to share rest together. Now I'm going to have to stall for a little bit because it just turned to a number. And what else can I tell you? You know, maybe close your eyes is one thing. Maybe put your hand on your heart is another thing that calms the nervous system. And again, if you want to, on every out breath, just say the word release, release, release. Or just focus on your breath and how it feels. And don't worry if your mind wanders. Don't worry about anything. There's no right or wrong way to do it. We're just going to see what it's like to have 2 minutes of silence, me and you. Okay, so it's going to come pretty soon. I'm going to start us pretty soon because I know the clock is going to change, and that way I can then know when 2 minutes is up. Okay, let's go. 2 minutes, silence, rest, release. Okay, so you can open your eyes. If you have your hands on your heart, you can keep them there or take them away. Return here, now, this moment to our love gram. Isn't it absolutely phenomenal how much of a rest we can get in 2 minutes? I was amazed all over again just now, just like I was when I was doing the book club, that there's so much spaciousness when we really allow ourselves that gift of silence and stopping. And part of it, this was a very selfish thing for me to do, because I am recording this love gram in advance for you the night before I leave to travel to my mom's house. And I know that I'll be having a coffee with her and connecting with her on Sunday morning. And so I wanted to have a love gram that was all queued up and ready to go. And it's a really, really busy day for me today. I am still trying to pack and trying to finish things up and get all kinds of things in order before I travel tomorrow morning. And so that was, I guess you could say it was selfish, but I hope it was as much of a gift for you as it was for me. We need to do this for ourselves more often. And you know, if formal meditation is not your thing, that's no problem. Take 2 minutes and just sit on the patio. I know it might be snowing where you are, but even that, you know, just sit outside or take a walk or just stand still for 2 minutes. It's amazing, amazing, amazing way to refresh. And I just want to tell you one other thing. I'm going to keep this short today, but the other thing I wanted to say to you is this particular chapter in the book, a lot of what the author was talking about, and I think this is really applicable for right now. She was talking about how, you know, we all set goals, we set goals, we kept set goals, and then they seem to just sort of keep getting pushed out, or we add more goals. That it's very rare for us to stop and allow ourselves to just be still or to sit with nothingness or to not have that next thing we're rushing toward. And at this time of year, a lot of people are apt to be making a lot of New Year's resolutions. And in some ways, like me, perhaps, you might be feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm still just catching up from the holidays. I'm still trying to finish up some of the things that I wanted to do last year. And if that's you, I just want to say, you know, give yourself some space. Give yourself some grace. Let yourself not set all those resolutions. Let yourself be still. Let yourself breathe. Let yourself have a moment of just having some hot chocolate with your family and just being together without having to rush. There's so much rushing at the end of the year. What if we gave ourselves a beginning of the year that feels quiet and kind of soft and gentle? I love you so much. I wish you all of the best as you enter into whatever this new year holds. But my biggest hope is that the thing you offer yourself the most is kindness, that the thing you offer yourself, spaciousness and peace and grace. You know, there's nowhere to get to. And just allow, allow, allow yourself to slow down. All right. I love you. Bye-bye.